I'm Malik Jackson, and you're watching Broncos TV.
Raiders have come to the Mile High City and found a way in improbable fashion to beat the Denver Broncos.
We beat ourselves up. We did it to ourselves. And, you know, we got to move forward here and just keep getting better, like I said before. And that's where it all starts. It all starts in practice. We have to correct those things, watching film, getting on the field, and just keep getting better.
You know, we're a football team, and we, you know, we go about our day that way all the time. I don't mind frustrations at all as a coach because we work hard at what we do, but you get over those real quick and you go the next week, and that's what we'll do.
That's kind of been my mindset. All the focus is on the Steelers, and I thought, you know, today, offensively and defensively, we had great energy at practice. I thought we really bounced back well. We got the focus pointed, you know, in the direction that needs to be.
It's one of those games that that's what the NFL is all about. The Broncos playing the Steelers. You know, at the Steelers' place, it's going to be a little cold. And got guys that know each other playing each other, so it should be pretty good.
That's a big challenge. They got some good alignment, some stout alignment, you know, in there. So it's going to be a big challenge. But we know they like to throw the ball downfield, and you know it's going to take them a while to get those routes, especially with the corners we have. So it's going to be hard, but I think, you know, this is what we brought here for. It's what Mr. Elway brought, Tone, me, Wolf, Sly, Vaughn, Beware here for. So games like this. So we just got to go out there and do our jobs.
With only three games left in the season, the Broncos have no time to dwell on the past. They've made their way to the Steel City for an AFC showdown between two of the NFL's most iconic franchises. The Broncos look to reestablish themselves near the top of the conference, while the Steelers hope to affirm their standing in the playoffs. Heinz Field will be rocking today as Brock Osweiler is making his fifth consecutive start. While on the other side, Pittsburgh's passing attack has helped the black and yellow win nine straight games in December. But the clock might strike midnight for Big Ben going up against Denver's top-ranked defense. It's the marquee matchup in the NFL today. Broncos and Steelers from Pittsburgh, get ready. The BTV Live pregame show starts right now. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. We are less than 2 hours away from kickoff here at Heinz Field with Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani. This is the only game in the NFL today featuring two winning teams. And Matt, that means that there's a lot on the line.
Right. This week, win, and the Broncos are in the playoffs. Beyond that, though, as far as seeding, as far as AFC West Championship, that's all determined by other factors. The Broncos know that to win today, they control their own destiny. To win out, they control their own destiny, and I think they like that. But in order to do that, they've got to play a pretty tough Steelers squad, the hottest team in the NFL right now.
Yep, if they want to win the AFC West, that means the Chiefs will have to lose. They're up 10 on the Ravens right now. Back to this game, though, Mace. If the Broncos want to win and secure that playoff spot, they're going to have to slow down Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and few teams have done that in the last few weeks. Of course, Pittsburgh has scored at least 30 points in five consecutive games. Ben Roethlisberger, 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Doesn't really tell the story about him and what he does for that offense, getting him downfield. And, of course, he's a Big Ben, as we all know, but he's able to get away from the pass rush, even though he's not mobile. He is quick in the feet, quick in the pocket, quick with his feet. A little bit of a ballet-like grace almost, the way he eludes pass rushers. And, of course, being Big Ben, it takes multiple guys to get him down. If you hit him high, you're just going to bounce right off him. Tough challenge today.
Yes, the Broncos have not given up a 300-yard passer this season. A big reason why, pressure on the quarterback. Today, a bigger challenge with Big Ben. It's a whole different story.
You know, it doesn't matter how big they are, the ball comes out the same on any quarterback. So that's just my mindset, is just try to get the ball. You know, you get the ball, the body will follow.
His name is Big Ben for a reason. You know, he's a big dude, and, you know, he has a strong arm. He can throw about any pass down the field. So you got to make sure you keep a lot of pressure on him, keep attacking him.
Just be under control. Don't try to go for the kill shot because he's going to try to push you off and try to scramble out. He's not just going to go down. So just come under control and be balanced, and don't be overexcited because you might miss it if you overexcited.
He's hard to get down. He really moves well in the pocket and avoids rushes. He's not been sacked as much as he had formerly. It is hard to get him down once you get him. He'll just throw you off and go ahead and make a play.
Big Ben doesn't do it alone. Of course, he has three pretty amazing wideouts.
you said it, three huge weapons at the wideout spot. First, you got to talk about Antonio Brown, their go-to guy. Brown this year, already 100 catches, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns. Chris Harris said, this is the guy, the possession wideout that they are going to have to look for on those crossing patterns underneath. Up top, though, on the deep routes, they've got Bryant with 38 receptions, almost 18 yards a catch. He's a deep threat. And then, of course, Marcus Wheaton, 32 catches, 589 yards, and 3 scores. Both of those guys could test a very thin safety position today, especially if Big Ben gets comfortable. It's going to open things up in the deep passing game, and those safeties are going to be tested quite often.
Yep, we already know that T.J. Ward and Omar Bouldern are out of this game. It's going to be a tough challenge for the Broncos defense. The Steelers lead the league in yards and points per game, but this Broncos defense is up for the challenge.
You know, they're one of the top offenses in the league. Big Ben is playing great right now. And they have a lot of receiving weapons that they get the ball to, you know. So, you know, as DBs, you know, you look forward to stuff like that. I think we're looking forward to the challenge. They got, you know, three man guys that they use at the receiver position. And we have three guys that are great at the corner position. So it'll be fun.
Excited, man. It'll be great weather, hopefully, you know. Three receivers, three corners, good quarterback, good rush. We're going to get it in.
Having Big Ben, he gives those guys extra time to really run their routes. So we got to definitely practice that covering extra 3 seconds for the scramble drill for Big Ben. You can look at our schedule, man. We've had to deal with guys all year. So this next opponent, we're not going to change. We're going to continue to do what we do every week.
And just like Aqib Talib said, the Broncos are going to get this one in. The secondary, though, Mace, has been making big plays all season long.
Yeah, it has. I mean, you go back to week one when Aqib Talib had the Broncos' only touchdown when he had the pick six off Joe Flacco in the third quarter. They're going to need that today. And really, it's going to be interesting to see how the Broncos' secondary matches up with Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, Marcus Wheaton. In particular, Bryant, he's the by far the biggest of those receivers, 6'4", 211. Do you put Aqib Talib on him because he's the best size matchup and then have Chris Harris Jr. on Antonio Brown every down? Going to be interesting to see how the Broncos secondary deals with that challenge.
How do you slow down a guy like Antonio Brown, though, who's so dynamic in the return game and just making plays, making big plays?
Well, on defense, you've got to make sure you keep him in front of you. Chris Harris Jr., you can be a little bit aggressive at the snap, but you can't let him get behind you. You got to make sure that those short to intermediate catches don't turn into long gains. And that's one thing that Chris Harris Jr. does very well. When a guy does make the catch in front of him, he's there to make the tackle. You want to minimize the damage as best you can because the Steelers want to get their yardage in big chunks. If they get it in little bits, they might get frustrated.
Well, if the Broncos defense plays like how it has been all season, this team has a chance to win 7 road games for the first time in franchise history. But to do so, they'll have to do so in a pretty crazy atmosphere today.
This is the toughest place that the Broncos have played all season. They've played in tough places like Kansas City, Cleveland, always tough with the dog pound. But this is a different breed of fan. We were walking around last night, and we got some language. We were in our Broncos gear that was not web stream safe. But I think that with the terrible towels, Wiz Khalifa is performing here today, but before the game, these fans know how important this game is and how much this could mean for their own playoff implications. So I think if the Broncos do want to come in here and win, the focus is going to have to be pinpoint.
Yeah, it's a tough place for any opposing quarterback to play. Brock Osweiler will make his 5th career start today, but this will be his toughest road challenge.
As an athlete, any time that you can play in atmospheres like that, you get very excited for it. You know, that's what the game's all about. It's about playing great opponents and great venues, and that's exactly what we're doing this Sunday. And I know this team will be up for the challenge. We understand the challenge ahead of us. The Steelers are a phenomenal football team. They're very well coached. They have a great home field advantage, and we understand all those things. So we're going to prepare hard this week, and we'll be ready to go.
I mean, we work with noise and those type of things, but this is a great environment. You know, I say tough. I think it's great. You know, it's a great place to play, great football town, great fans. You know, you've got to be locked in when you go in there to play, and so we need to have a great week. But it's just another challenge. I mean, if you're going to be a good quarterback in this league, you got to be able to do it all over the place, so it's another challenge for them.
No stranger to Heinz Field, though, wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders, who's making his first return to Heinz Field today.
Yeah, and obviously there was a storyline this week regarding him and Ben Roethlisberger dating back to some comments that Sanders made on the radio in 2014 comparing the leadership of Peyton Manning to Ben Roethlisberger. But really, that's not the biggest issue here. What is, he's coming back. He wants to show the Steelers a little bit of what they missed out on. And he also wants to atone for a big mistake last week on the muff punt that led to the game-winning touchdown. So, Emmanuel, there's a lot of motivation for the Broncos today, but I would say Sanders has more motivation than anyone else in orange and blue.
Yeah, Sanders only has 5 catches over the last 2 weeks, but after spending his first 4 years of his career here in Pittsburgh, it's certainly going to be an emotional day.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. I spent 4 years over there, so it was definitely a blessing. Coach Tomlin and the Rooneys, they gave me my opportunity in the National Football League, so I'm forever thankful for that. It's unique. You got yellow. The whole stadium is yellow. You got people waving, terrible towels everywhere. I mean, they love their team. They love their city. So, I mean, it's a unique environment, and if you haven't played there before, and I know a lot of guys in this locker room haven't, it feels like you're in the National Football League. So for the first time, I'm going to be on the visitor side, so it's going to be different.
We are just about an hour and a half away from kickoff here at Heinz Field. You can see some orange and blue starting to invade the yellow and black here. But we've talked a lot about the Steelers. When we come back from break on the BTV Live pregame show, we'll get to the Broncos side of things.